The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Cork. We're back on the flat in Ireland and we have a competitive card to look forward to this evening. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good. I'm very good, mate. Very good.
Good. What do you make of the card in Cork this evening?
Yeah, another belter, to be honest. Yeah, the Irish cards have been smashing of late, and lots of betting opportunities there tonight. Three in particular really stand out.
Good stuff. We'll find out which
good,
one
had a good nap as well.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll find out which what you're going to nap when what you're strong on this afternoon. Plenty of runners this evening, isn't there?
So good
card to look forward to. The first race is the 5:30, and we start with a race over 5 furlongs for 3-year-olds and over that have not won a listed or group race since the 1st of June 2013. And Scream Blue Murder heads the betting this morning at 11-8. It's 15-8 for Nocturnal Affair. Dandy Boy 9-2, 8-1 for Morning Frost. 9s for Bubbly Bellini. 18-1 for Master Speaker. And Clifford's Reprieve is 66-1. So Scream Blue Murder and Nocturnal Affair, it's priced up a little bit of a match between those two. Andy, do you see it being between those two?
Yeah, it is a match, yeah, on all official ratings and all known form. And that run behind Guerre last time out really stands out, doesn't it? It was a really strongly run race. I actually think the winner could take a real hand in the King Stand Stakes at the Royal Meeting. He's got so much pace. I think he runs on over the weekend, Guerre, so he'd be an interesting runner there. Of course, Marek was second in that. He won at York last week, won the Duke of York Stakes at the big Dante Festival. So that form and the speed figure suggest it looks really, really good. And Nocturnal Affair and Scream Blue Murder were third and fifth respectively. I'm quite surprised really that Nocturnal Affair, in the light of that, is second favourite here. Maybe it might be a slight ground issue that why punters are siding with Tommy Stack's filly instead of going with Nocturnal Affair. It certainly wouldn't be the way I'd bet. I'd make Nocturnal Affair a solid favourite here. He's got a little bit of form on soft ground. In fact, he's largely raced on a firm surface or soundish surface, but whether that's by design or not, I don't know. He was second at Tipperary to In Exile in 2012 on heavy ground, so I don't really suggest that it's going to be too much of an issue. Plus the fact that the ground, although soft at the moment, is probably going to be drying out in Ireland today. Not like us in the UK here. We're suffering real bad weather, but over in Ireland today it's going to be dry as a bone, so it's going to dry out and it'll probably ride just, you know, on the yielding side of soft for the first race. He's got a great draw as well, Nocturnal Affair. Stand side rail, high draw. He's very much the place to be. So he's going to get the run up the rail. Whereas Scream Blue Murder's just, I won't say maroon down the centre, but she's drawn in still four. So Nocturnal Affair, solid choice in the first race to get us off to a good start.
Okay, Nocturnal Affair then. In the first race, the second race is the 6:05, and this is a handicap over 5 furlongs. And Prince Connoisseur heads the betting at 11-4, 11-2 for Ever Yours, Thrill to Bits 15-2, 8-1 for Homeric Hymn, and Balmont Blast. Russian Roulette is 12-1 and 14-1, or bigger prices the rest. So Prince Connoisseur, the favourite here, Andy. One start, one win. He came in a three-runner race at Dundalk. He's been given a mark of 70 for that success. What do you make of the favourite on his second start here?
Yeah, it's a difficult one to assess, really. He won a three-runner race. He was obviously very well fancied that day. Got the job done. His speed figure, though, however, was desperate, which is probably no great surprise, considering there's only three runners. They hardly generated any speed, and all he did was quicken up from the 2 furlong pole and just about hang on by the skin of his teeth. The handicapper probably doesn't know where to go with it, and neither do many punters. It could be the best 3-1 chance in the history of the game, or the worst when you get a horse like this. He's gone from an all-weather race now to soft ground. It's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing that price. If you get him wrong, you get him wrong. I'm prepared to leave him alone. I really like one here, though, at 8-1, and that's with the best price for William Hill. By the time we've probably done this podcast, that price would have been gobbled up, but the podcasters can take what's left of the scraps. On a horse called Homeric Hymn, trained by the informed Jessica Harrington. She's just had the one run this season. It came at the Curragh in quite a decent maiden. That maiden went the way of Booker. Ella's Delight was second. Scored the other day for the Martin Todhunter camp at Doncaster. And she tried to make the running that day up the standside rail and looked like pulling it off until around about furlong out when she got a little bit tired on the soft ground She obviously didn't get the triple. She needed the run. It was a time really when Jessica Harrington's horses weren't running well, but subsequently they've really flourished. The great thing about her tonight, she's drawn stall 14 right up against the standside rail. She's going to get a good break. Obviously, she want to make the run in. Ultimately, it's going to be very difficult for her to be out the frame here, given her front-running tactics, and she's got the standside rail berth. So at 8-1, then she looks a fantastic each-way bet in that 6.05.
Okay, on to the 6.35 next. This is race 3 on the card, and we have a mile maiden here with Hudson's Bay, the 11-4 favourite. World Arab is 7-2, 9-2 for Tango Time, Dark Alliance 11-2, 8-1 for Blackstone and Spirited, and then 14-1 and double figure prices for the rest. What are your thoughts in the 6.35, Andy?
Yeah, this is a real odd one, this one, this Hudson's Bay. He has had a very chequered career. He raced once as a two-year-old when he ran an absolute blinder in a listed race down in Dundalk. He went into every race watcher's notebooks on that occasion, and then we were all waiting for him to run again. We had to wait virtually 6 months for him to reappear, and that reappearance came at the Curragh when, amazingly, he had the tongue tie on and the cheek pieces. Now, that straight away set the alarm bells ringing for me. First time up, no headgear on, no contraptions, ran a blinder. Why would then Jim Bulger decide to go with two different sets of aids to help him? And he ran an absolute shocker. I mean, I know he was fourth behind Ruler in the World, and people are just going to look at that at face value and think, wow, what a run that was. But I actually thought he was really disappointing. He was skittish down to the start. He had to have a horse that led him down. He had to have, I think Jim Bulger actually took him down to the start. He looked really fractious. And from the furlong, two furlong pole, he just went backwards like a stone through water. I don't know how he managed to hang on to four. So, and yet again, he's been off the track for over a year, so he's clearly got major, major issues, this horse. And he's been putting in a really skinny-looking 5-2 this morning. Actually, William Hill, 11-4, top price. And I think if I was an odds compiler, I'd be one of I'll be standing there. I'll be saying, OK, punters, if you want to play, let's get stuck in. Like, you know, I'll take you on. So I agree with the William Hill odds compilers here. I definitely want to oppose Hudson's Bay here. And the one I really, really like here comes out of a phenomenal speed figure the other day. One of my best bets on the card here tonight. 8-1 with William Hill. Got to get stuck into this. Blackstone from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Had a typical first-time out ride when Shamey Heffernan rides the second string. Obviously, Joseph O'Brien was doing duty on the stable number one, which was Table Rock, who ran an absolute blinder up against a Kevin Prendergast horse called Maxoon, who hit the ball out of the park on the figures. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time by an absolute country mile that day at Navan. I do think that maiden's a really, really good heat. And this Blackstone is very slowly away. Didn't know what it was doing in the first part of the race, but coming down the hill and meeting the rising ground really did pick up in eye-catching fashion, so much so that it went through the line very strongly in seventh. It was a big ring round this horse in my form card. He's now got the cheek pieces on just to give him a little bit more sharpness out of the gate and get him handier than he was first time up. He's bound to have learnt a massive amount. He's got a bit of cut in the ground to run on, and he's got a good draw as well, stall five. So Blackstone, one of the best bets on the card, each way at 8-1 in that mile maiden.
Okay, Blackstone then, confident selection in the 6.35. The 7.05 is the next race, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and over, rated 50-80. It's over a mile, and Fios Rack heads the betting this morning at 3-1. Arrives here in good form, winning two of his four starts this term, and one of those over this course and distance. Dalian is 5-1, 11-2 for Peggy's Leg, 6-1 for Lean and Keen. Madame Mo is 13-2, 8-1 for Zeftan, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the remaining four runners. What are your thoughts in the 7.05, Andy?
It's only one horse to come back in this race, and it's the nap of the night. Dalian absolutely stands out here on the speed figures. Two wins ago, this horse did what he really ought to have done off his handicap mark of 65 by lowering the corollas of several modest horses at Garin, and he did it really easily. Joseph O'Brien rode him on that occasion, and he only had to just flick him with a whip later on to beat Dragon Khan. They were miles clear of the rest, but the races worked out really well. It was a good number. The likes of Faston and Killarney Empress have all come out and won out of that race. He was then upped in trip, which I suppose Roger Sweeney was thinking, well, I'm in good form, I'll try and find another race for him soon. And they stepped him up to a mile and a half, and albeit he ran well, he was up against the best handicapped horse in Ireland, the horse that landed that real big punt for us through the night down in Roscommon. That horse called Cliff House. And as everyone knows, that Cliff House is a really smart animal, smart handicapper, and horses like Newellen and several others in that race have all come out and franked the form. So Dalian, in the face of it, was trying to give a stone to a horse racing in the 70s, which should be in the 80s, so he had very little chance. The handicapper's actually put this horse up £4, but I don't think it's anywhere near enough. Joseph O'Brien takes the ride, so his association's obviously going to be key. The Grand Soft there tonight will be in his favour. He's got a good draw. He's got Fear Charac to beat, who comes here having run well at Cork, actually over the course and distance when he won quite well, and he finished third behind Harley Sarley the other day. I certainly rate him. But other than that, I can't see anything else that's going to trouble the front two in the market. You can get 4-5-1 for Dalian this morning, an absolute cast iron each way bet if ever I saw one. So the podcasters need to make hay again, get stuck into this horse.
OK. On to the 7:35 next, race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap for horses rated 47-65. It's over 7 furlongs, and Pixie Spirit heads the betting at 5-1. 7-1 for Fast On and Apache Gold. Consonance is 8-1 with Is Fade Alay. Longfield Lad is 9-1, 10-1 for Bosala and Future Earner, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. As the betting suggests, Andy, 5-1 the field. It's an open handicap, this one. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, not particularly strong view here, Mark, if I'm being honest. I'm going to go with Pixie Spirit again. I tipped this horse the other day at Navan, and although he let us down, there were mitigating circumstances. He just got into a horrible position all the way through that race in the hands of Wayne Lorden, and he never really got a chance to show what he could do. He was always impeded and just basically intimidated all the way through that race. He never got up ahead of steam. He was really heavily backed as well that day. I think he was 5-1, 6-1 in the morning, if I remember right, and he went from 4-1 to 5-2 on track, so he was clearly very strongly fancied off the back of a good run the time before at Nace. I think the step up in trip might just suit him as well. You know, they're straight 6 furlong races where there's all a bit of a helter-skelter kind of atmosphere to them. He just hasn't been able to get into top gear. That hopefully today, you know, up in trip, I'm saying more conventional track, obviously he's got to go around a bend, but providing he can handle the hustle bustle of this kind of race, then he should go well. He's got a nice draw. And I'll give him another chance. He's certainly worth another chance.
OK, the penultimate race this evening is the 8.05. This is a handicap for 3-year-olds and over a mile and a quarter, and €20,000 in the pot for this, so quite a nice prize. Shamar is the market leader at 4-1. 9-2 for Castle Guest and Edge of Sanity and Diplomat. 5-1 for Lucky Bridal. Lady Giselle is 11-2. 9-1 for Dark Crusader and 18 Summers. 18-1. Did you expect to see Shamar at the top of the betting here, Andy?
No, I didn't. You're right. I thought this horse was worth taking on. The one thing this horse doesn't want, even though it's a bit of a red herring because he's come from a soft or heavy ground background in France, he wants top of the ground for me. All his best form over hurdles last year was always on a fast surface, and Willie Mullins always used to withdraw him when the ground was soft, so I'm not really sure about him here. He was a 20-1 poke the last time we saw him on soft ground, which suggested connections didn't really fancy him. So, yeah, I'm amazed he's favourite. I'll definitely put the fork in him. The one I like here is Edge of Sanity. This horse bolted up the other day in a red-hot race down in Leopardstown. I actually fancied a couple in the race, Trina Kahlo in Chicago, but this horse, bounded clear of those in-form rivals. And I just like the way he went through the race. He's obviously come on quite considerably from 4-5. He's with the right man as well with a horse like this. And, with his stamina assured and soft ground preference very much in his favour tonight, I can't oppose Edge of Sanity. He's ran about 5-1 this morning, which looks a fair each way bet, providing all 8 runners get the post.
OK, Edge of Sanity then in the 8.05. And the final race this evening is the 8.35. We finish with a filly's maiden over a mile and a half. And Silwana is the favourite this morning at 9-4. 3-1 for Just Gorgeous. Dancing Soprano, 4-1. 5-1 for Tarzina. Ode to Psyche is 15-2. And then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Well, obviously we've got to keep an eye on the market for Dermot Wells filly by Pantra Celebra, Silwana, who's been put in a very tentative-looking 9-4 this morning by William Hill. You know, we just don't know, do we? What we can say, though, Dermot Wells' horses are going well, and particularly his fillies. He's cleaned up in fillies races this season, so he's obviously got a very good bunch of females in his yard this season, and he knows exactly where he stands. But he's up against a filly here that caught my eye first time out at Nace the other day, and what I think could be quite a decent maiden. It was the last race on the card the other day at Nace, and the sectional times that the winner produced that day, Grandma's Hands, it was a bit of a shock winner. Something to behold, really, to be honest. And it was no great surprise that Just Gorgeous couldn't go with the speed Aidan O'Brien's filly. She was well fancied, well back, 9-2 into 5-2, but she just didn't have enough speed, basically, over a mile to cope with horses that quickened off the corner. They basically ran the last 4 furlongs in 47 and change. And if you compare that with Tar Fasher, who won the listed race, who goes to the Oaks for Dermot Weld next week, that horse did 48.9. So, you know, they were coming home a second and a half quicker than a listed Group 3 horse. So I think these fillies, those fillies in that race could be quite useful. She's up in trip now, just gorgeous. She's by Galileo, so she should appreciate the extra half a mile. And like most of Aidan O'Brien's fillies, they tend to come on for the run. So just gorgeous, 3-1 in the last race. Hopefully we'll round off what could be a good night for us at Cork.
Okay, just gorgeous then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, before you go.
Yeah, decent lucky card tonight. Nocturnal Affair kicks us off in this 5:30 with a good draw. Again, the well-drawn Homeric Hymn should make hay up the standside rail in the 6:05. One of the best each-way bets on the card is Blackstone in the 6:35, out of what I think could be a very good maiden the last day. And then up on the night is in the 7:05, Dalian. We all know how good that Cliff House is. Any horse that's got within, well, hailing distance of that horse has to be backed. And Dalian, trying to give it a stone last time out, had no chance, but he's got a much better chance tonight. I'll take another chance with Pixie Spirit in the 7:35. Edge of Sanity, really good winner the other day at Leopardstown, is the vote in the 8:05. And Just Gorgeous, stepping up in trip, I think will do much better than she did on debut in the final race.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Cork this evening.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.